It's Morning Edition on GPB. Hi, I'm Joshua Stewart. The way we interact with each other has a tremendous impact on the relationships we have with our colleagues, our superiors, and the people we serve. Our news director, Ricky Bevington, shared a terrific piece on the Inc. website the other day that illustrates how vital those interactions can be. My regular guest, Brandon Smith, is here to dig deeper on this. He teaches in the business schools at Emory University and Georgia State. He's also a workplace consultant. Good to have you back, Brandon.
Oh, Joshua, this is the key. Now, listen to me. It's the key to happiness.
Well, let me tell a little bit of this story by Jeff Hayden.
Okay.
He's cutting through Central Park. He's on his way to a restaurant. He bumps into Hugh Jackman, Wolverine. Now, here's what happened in his words. I told him I was deciding whether to get a cab. He asked where I was from. My southern accent gave me away. What business brought me to New York? My briefcase providing a clue. And if my family was along for the trip, he noticed my wedding ring. He could not have been nicer. Finally, he said, oh, wait, I'm going to make you late. Where are you going? I told him. He said, that place is great. Let's get you a taxi. He flagged a cab, opened the back door, shook my hand, said, great talking to you, mate, and waved as I drove away. In 3 minutes, Jackman turned me into a fan for life, but he didn't sell me. And that's the crux of what we're going to talk about here.
Right. Right.
What was so remarkable about what Hugh Jackman did there?
Curiosity. That's it. That's the most valuable skill that we have. He was just curious. Dug in, asked some questions.
What does it change when you're curious or when people are curious about you?
First of all, it changes that dynamic, okay? So I was doing this piece of work for this division of this large publicly traded company, and the president asked me to come in and tell me kind of how are things going here, and I said, sure, happy to do it. So I went through it, interviewed a bunch of folks, went back to him with my report. We'll call the guy Bob. I said, okay, Bob, I'm going to go over my report with you. Bottom line is this. Your people love you. They say you're a really empathetic guy. Well, Bob was bald and had glasses, and he scratches his head, and he looks at me, and he says, I don't think I'm empathetic at all. But you know, there is one thing I do. He says, I think the greatest compliment you can give anybody is ask them about the work he does, or she does. When he walks around the office, he's always saying to people, so what are you working on? Well, tell me more about that. He takes that one topic of work and he digs in really deep and gets curious. And the light bulb goes off for me that curiosity and empathy are exactly the same thing. And as a result, all his people love him. They trust him. They feel like he cares about what they do.
Right. They're fans for life because he's taken that 3 minutes to dig in.
Yep. And here's the other great thing. You don't have to ask about stuff you don't want to ask about. You can build these relationships by just talking about the stuff that you really want to talk about and still get that benefit of building fans for life like Hugh Jackman did. And by the way, and how you do it is it's never the first question. It's always the follow-up question. That's how you establish curiosity. It's not me saying, you know, so where do you want to go on vacation? And you tell me, and then I switch the topic. It's me then saying, oh, well, that's interesting. Well, tell me more. What would you do on your first day? It's digging in.
Brandon Smith is our go-to guy for work and career issues. He's a workplace consultant, career coach, and business professor. Thanks.
My pleasure.